the Dean of the College of Science here at Northeastern. And it's my honor to welcome you all. And we're obviously here tonight to hear Sylvia Earle, legendary, I have to say, explorer, scientist, conservationist. So thank you for coming, and we're all looking forward to hearing from her. And thank you to Sylvia for coming to do this for us. This is a kickoff event for us for a conference we'll hold tomorrow on the subject of urban coastal sustainability. I came to Northeastern about 2.5 years ago because of a tremendous opportunity to hire faculty. And the university is on a great journey with a very positive momentum, and the ability to hire faculty on a substantial scale to me was very exciting because it allows us to figure out where science is going and how we can bring the university research to the cutting edge in certain areas. And we all know that you can't do everything. So the issue is to choose some areas where you think you have a chance of really being a global leader. So emerging from a lot of discussions with the faculty, one of the most obvious opportunities lay in this area of cities by the sea, the massive challenges facing places like Boston and the fact that a very large fraction of the population of the world lives within 25 miles of the sea. And the driven by global change, climate change, it's really sets up a series of tremendous challenges for our continuing sustainability. And we felt, because we have here a lot of interesting things, but one very unique capability on which we're building. And we're going to show you a quick movie about that. It's called the Marine Science Center. It's out in Nahant, which is about 20 miles away. And it's one of the very few marine science centers that is located on a city by on an ocean. And so it's very well suited for studies of this kind. And so we have chosen to use that as the focus of our initiative. And we've already hired, thanks to the leadership, by the way, of Jeffrey Trussell, who unfortunately would really wanted to be here today, but things beyond his control have prevented that from being the case. But Jeff is the leader of the Marine Science Center in the Department of Marine Environmental Science. We've hired a half a dozen faculty already, and to build on the dozen we already have to start to create this expertise, which is going to connect very strongly with other parts of the university in engineering, law, policy, business, and so on. So I'd like to show you just a brief, we could have held the event at Nahant, but it's not very practical. We thought to get you back to dinner might be a little bit too long at this time of day. So instead, we're going to show you a brief movie about the Marine Science Center. So if you could start that.
There are very few marine labs, places like it anywhere in the country or in the world, where you can walk right across the lawn and be in the field working on a rocky shoreline, an exposed rocky shoreline like this one. So that's what really drew me to this place, and it's one of the things that I absolutely love about it.
The Urban Coastal Sustainability Initiative emerged from our strategic planning when I first came as the Dean of the College of Science. We're seeking some really no-brainer ideas for areas where we could sort of take leadership, world leadership, in our hiring. We had the ability to hire a lot of faculty, and we wanted to be strategic about hiring in areas we could really make a difference. So one of the very obvious ones was to build on the existing Marine Science Center.
The main reason we should focus on urban coastal sustainability issues is because the vast majority of the world's population lives along coastal ecosystems. Over half of the world's gross domestic product is produced in coastal environments or adjacent to them. So there's clear economic value to understanding how sustainability is going to be important moving forward.
I see the Urban Coastal Sustainability Initiative, being a very broad initiative. Where Northeastern's taking a leadership role and really pushing the envelope on what we can contribute as leaders in the area of sustainability research. And I see my role in that is connecting with the range of scientists we've brought in here to push us to be leaders in the realm of fisheries sustainability.
All right, you guys ready to go?
a huge portion of the world's population, especially in the U.S., lives in coastal areas, and more people are moving towards coastal zones. It puts stress on the ecosystems, but it also points to the importance of how the ecosystems in the coastal environment benefit society. And so in the Boston area, we have this really unique opportunity to look at how this coupled human-natural system works, how we can move forward in a way that works both for the natural environment and for the built environment in ways that are both ecologically and economically sound.
I think the Urban and Coastal Sustainability Initiative is ideally suited for Northeastern in this area because, obviously this is an urban area, but you come out to the MSC and there are these amazing coastal habitats that we can do research on. And then there are also so many additional research institutions in the area to collaborate with. It just provides a great nexus for collaboration.
One of the main reasons that I came to Northeastern University is the ability to do work here. Now, most of my work is focused at understanding processes and dynamics on the shoreline, and the ability to merge the work I do here in the lab at the Marine Science Center with being able to go right out here on the shore and conduct experiments is an incredibly powerful tool.
Students and their involvement is critical. In this case, we have a new marine biology major that we introduced just a couple